This is VOA News, reporting by remote. Along a front hundreds of miles long and poured more troops into Ukraine on Tuesday in a potentially pivotal battle for the control of the country's eastern industrial heartland of coal mines and factories is successful. The Russian offensive in what is known as the Donbas would essentially slice Ukraine in two and give President Vladimir Putin a badly needed victory following the failed attempt by Moscow's forces to storm the capital, Kiev, and heavier than expected casualties in the nearly 2 months into the war. In what both sides described as a new phase of the war, the Russian assault began Monday along a front stretching more than 300 miles or 480 kilometers from northeastern Ukraine to the country's southeast. Ukraine's military said Russian forces tried to, quote, break through our defenses along nearly the entire front line. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Russian military was throwing everything it has into the battle, with most of its combat-ready forces now concentrated in Ukraine and just across the border in Russia. Quote, they have driven almost everyone and everything that is capable of fighting us against Ukraine, he said in his nightly video address to the nation. Despite Russian claims of hitting only military sites, they continue to target residential areas and kill civilians, he said. Quote, the Russian army in this war is writing itself into world history forever as the most barbaric and inhumane army in the world, Zelensky said. A Russian victory in the Donbas would deprive Ukraine of the industrial assets concentrated there, including mines, metal plants, and heavy equipment factories. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is holding off on an appeal of the ruling that ended the nation's transportation mask mandate, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Justice Department says it will not appeal a judge's ruling that ended the federal mask order for planes, trains, and transit hubs unless the Center for Disease Control and Prevention determines the requirement is necessary. The CDC had extended the mask mandate until May 3rd, but the court ruling put that decision on hold. Justice Department spokesman Anthony Coley says officials still believe the mask order was a valid exercise of the authority Congress has given the agency to protect public health. During a visit to New Hampshire, President Biden spoke in favor of flexibility.
That's up to them.
But those traveling on Air Force One Tuesday were required to wear masks, with the White House citing CDC guidance. Jennifer King, Washington.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis asked the state legislature to repeal a law allowing Walt Disney World to operate a private government over properties in the state. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It's all part of a feud between the governor and Disney over what critics call the Don't Say Gay bill.
We will make sure that parents can send their kids to school to get an education, not an indoctrination.
Disney opposes the new law barring instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. Disney employees like Jonathan Schutt walked out of work in protest.
From my perspective as an employee, they just need to do better in terms of representation and diversity.
Disney suspended political donations in Florida. DeSantis wants to terminate all special districts in the state, including the Reedy Creek Improvement District, which is a private government controlled by Disney World. I'm Ed Donahue.
Peruvians were rapidly rising prices in the Andean city of Cuzco on Tuesday in spite of a truce agreement that will see embattled President Pedro Castillo travel to the city later this week to try to find ways to reduce costs. The Cuzco and Andean city, once founded by the Incas, now the gateway to the ruins of Machu Picchu. Worker unions began a strike on Monday, shutting down transportation services and blocking roads around the region. Hundreds of foreign tourists have been stranded. Recapping our top story, Russia assaulted cities and towns along a front hundreds of miles long and poured more troops into Ukraine on Tuesday in a potentially pivotal battle for control of the country's eastern industrial heartland of coal mines and factories. If successful, the Russian offensive in what's known as the Donbas would essentially slice Ukraine into two and give President Vladimir Putin a badly needed victory following the failed attempt by Moscow's forces to storm the capital, Kiev. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.